Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week, we are talking about our...
top five favorite logos.
And this is our first listener-suggested list, so we are very excited to do it, and we are very thankful to listener and good friend of the show, at John Holtzman on Twitter, who suggested this idea.
Yes, go give him a follow, because he's the best.
And keep those suggestions coming, because we need your guys' help.
For sure.
That being said, it's a little bit of a tough list.
It was a really hard list for me, because... it's hard to know that much of my opinion on a logo without bringing in my opinion on the actual brand itself, which I definitely did do on this list.
I think it's impossible not to, which is kind of the thing about logos, is that they're supposed to represent the brand, and they should be kind of inextricably linked to the brand.
Right. That being said, I do have at least one that's definitely just, hey, this is a cool logo, and it's on my list. So I guess I've got a good range, but...
I think that... part of what was hard about it for me is that it's difficult to say why I like one logo better than another, to put them in order.
Yeah, that's true.
There are a lot of logos that I think, oh, that's a cool looking logo, but then to say, why do I like this one better than that one, was kind of a harder thing to come up with. So yeah. Putting the list into order was the harder part for me, I think.
Yeah, it's good to challenge us, though.
Yeah.
Thanks again, John. All right, how about you start us off?
Okay, I'll start. My number five is Target.
Good one.
I like the Target logo. I think that it is an incredibly successful logo.
Yeah.
Because it is so simple and so immediately recognizable.
Yeah. And spot on with the name.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little on the nose, but it just works.
Yeah.
And when I was researching for the list, I saw something where they said something like 93% of consumers who were polled were able to recognize the Target logo. Which
how could
seems
you not?
Obvious, but yeah. 93%, and if Target's that high, I'm guessing that there are a lot of brands that are much lower.
Yeah, for sure.
And I just think that the logo is very crisp and simple, and doesn't need to try too hard to be anything else. Mm-hmm. But also, they can use it in fun, creative ways in the store, and they'll kind of do different commercials where they'll have the logos sort of blend into different visuals that kind
of... or, like, on the dog's eye.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just fun stuff like that.
I think I've seen a lot of Targets are taking their sign off. Instead of it saying Target, it just has the logo, which I think is kind of cool looking.
Yeah, our local Target did that, and at first it seemed a little odd, but it does work for sure. So, yeah, and the Target logo has been around since the 60s, so I feel like it's, you know...
classic.
Pretty iconic. It's been around.
Good one.
I just like it.
I like that. I also like Target a lot.
So. I do, too. It's my favorite, like, big box kind of store.
Yeah, for sure. That's I can go in needing best. Shampoo and come out with an entire cart full of stuff. All right, my number five?
Yes.
My number five is Apple. Again...
good one.
Kind of on the nose with the logo.
Sure. Yeah.
But Apple first released its first computer in 1976, and then iPhone was announced in 2007, which are obviously like the big ones. But
sure.
I am kind of an Apple snob. I hate to say it. I like that Apple has stuck with their logo pretty much wholeheartedly. It used to be kind of their like rainbow colored apple.
I was gonna say that's the version I like best.
Yeah, yeah, me too, actually. But it has always been the little apple with the
little apple with the bite out.
And I just like that they took that logo. Okay, Apple is our product, this is our logo, and they've pretty much completely stuck to it, which I just appreciate. And
yeah, some things don't need to be reworked.
Exactly. Yeah. So yes, I do love the products, but I also do just think that it's a solid logo. Again, one that pretty much anyone would be able to point out and say, yeah, that's Apple's logo.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just think they found a good thing and they stuck with it. And I think that's smart in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
So.
I think that that's pretty true for most of the logos on my list, I think. And maybe that's the sign of a good logo, is that it doesn't have to be reworked.
Yeah.
I heard some rule of thumb or something.
Best practice.
That said something along the lines of, you should rebrand your business every 7 years.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know, I was thinking about it in business context for work, and it didn't seem like such a bad suggestion.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you think about it, like, why would Apple rebrand every 7 years. Yeah. You know, like companies that have iconic imagery and brand and trademark and things, they don't need to rework their logo to be them.
Yeah. And if anything, it would in some cases do them almost a disservice because people
want
that.
You never know.
Yeah.
How a new logo or rebrand is going to be received. Right. That's a good one, though. Thank I like you. That. My number four is MTV.
That's good.
I think the MTV logo...
I didn't think of any TV logos. That's smart.
I don't think of any other like TV logos that I think are really cool, but yeah. The MTV logo is just so good. And the original version from the 80s feels like kind of rock and roll just by itself, which I think is cool. And then when they sort of updated their logo, they didn't change much, but they took out the music television words from underneath.
Right.
And then a lot of their more modern branding, they use the M in the MTV is transparent. So it's they put whatever in behind it, mm-hmm. which I think works really well. That's something about MTV is their logo is it's recognizable enough by kind of shape that they can put it in any different colors, any different scenario, any different background, and it still always looks like MTV.
Yeah, that's
which is
so true.
Pretty cool because that's also sort of their programming is so all over the place that it makes sense for their logo to be a little more adaptable.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. My number four?
Yes.
My number four is Fender.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you. Fender first released their first guitar in 1954. It just feels like a very cool classic logo to me.
Yeah, that did not cross my mind, but it is a good one. Just even the F mm-hmm. in Fender is yeah. a very, very specific and iconic, I guess, font.
Or... Yeah, exactly. Font is what I was going to say, but I didn't know if that was... Do you use the word font when you're talking about logos?
Well, in this case, I'm sure that logo was hand-drawn originally.
Yeah.
But that F is just so specific looking. I've never seen any other font that incorporates that lettering. Really.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it was just one that I was like, this is cool looking. I've always kind of thought it was cool looking. One thing I was going to say is I was really having a hard time with this list. Like, I really was. And so then I was like, how can I change up my research here? So I downloaded multiple logo games on my phone.
Which are, like, for guessing what
logos are?
Yeah,
they'll, like, show you a little piece of the logo and you have to guess what it is.
Oh, that sounds
fun. Or, like, know what it is and type it in.
Yeah.
And it is fun. And I saw the Fender F right away and I was like, oh, that's Fender. And yeah. I got it right away. And so that, again, was just one that I was like, well, that kind of speaks to the logo right there. Because I am not a musician. But I could call that logo out really easily.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I really want to play that game now. That sounds
okay,
so fun.
Okay, we can play it.
Okay.
It is fun.
Should I move on to my number three?
Yeah, go ahead.
My number three is Adidas. And I wanted to get a little more specific here, particularly the Adidas trefoil logo, which you probably recognize as the kind of little three leaves together.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's what they call the trefoil logo.
Instead of the like little lines in a triangle almost.
Yeah, so the triangle one is a supposed to represent a mountain.
Okay.
Like climbing to new levels and their progression of their company. The trefoil logo.
This is getting deep.
Yeah. The trefoil logo was apparently introduced right around the time that they introduced athletic wear. Mm-hmm. So their clothing line and their kind of like, I don't know if you'd call it leisure line, but their like Adidas tracksuits, which are super iconic. So the trefoil logo was introduced then for the 1972 Olympics, apparently.
Hmm.
And I couldn't find any reasoning on why they chose that logo.
Yeah.
But apparently it was supposed to represent the diversity of the brand.
Okay.
But I've always thought that that logo was
cool.
So cool.
It's cool, yeah.
And I remember as a little kid being really into soccer, and I remember having a cousin who was very into soccer, and always thinking that anytime I saw the Adidas trefoil logo on anything, I thought it was so cool. And then being a little older and seeing Adidas tracksuits, which have like different little pop culture, I guess, reference points, mm-hmm. like Run DMC or like Ben Stiller in Royal Tenenbaums
yeah.
or whatever. Just like, I think that that logo is so cool looking and it looks good on everything.
Yeah, it is.
And
I
now
not...
it's like very kind of trendy
right.
feeling right now.
It's coming back for sure.
But I've always liked their products, and I think that that Adidas trefoil logo is the coolest.
That's a good one.
The mountain logo, I think, is cool, too.
It is.
And
I
just
like,
the general three
like
stripes branding.
Of,
the
yeah.
all lowercase is a cool, like, branding move, mm-hmm. I think, for their just lettering. but the trefoil.
Yeah.
That's what
I like. You got specific with it.
Yeah, that was the one I thought in particular.
All right, my number three. My number three, I have no reasoning for, but it is NASA. And it's just because I think it's a cool logo.
Which is a perfectly good reason.
Okay.
When you told me you had one on your list that you had no reason for and didn't have anything to say about, but you thought it was cool, I totally thought NASA in my head.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because the NASA logo is so cool.
It is cool looking.
And what's funny, I said to sister, your reason can just be like, you think it's cool and you want it on a t-shirt. And I was thinking, a NASA t-shirt would be so cool.
It would be so cool, because the NASA logo is cool.
It's really cool looking.
I don't have anything to say about it. I know next to nothing about NASA, but them people know how to make a cool logo.
That is a really cool logo, and it's been around forever.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's been around since the beginning of NASA, but it's been around our whole lives for sure.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it's just cool looking. I just really like the way it looks. I would put it on anything, a hat, yeah.
The
shirt,
lettering
a jacket.
Is really cool, and just like that lettering in kind of a silvery color looks really cool.
Yeah, I just think it's neat.
I fully support that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good number three.
Thanks.
My number two?
Yep.
My number two is Disney.
Crossover.
What? What is it your number two?
It's not my number two.
Okay. Whoops. Spoiled that one. The Disney logo, I think, is so good. Just the Disney lettering, especially when it says Walt Disney and it looks like his signature. I have read that they took Walt Disney's actual signature for inspiration.
Yeah, and
but
like
actually,
stylized it.
Yeah, because apparently his real handwritten signature was much loopier and swirlier than the version they used for the logo.
Which, how could you get loopier and swirlier than
I know,
it already is.
Which is so funny to think about. But I should probably wait since we're going to talk about it some more.
Okay.
Your number two?
My number two. So we'll just come back to Disney.
We'll come back.
Okay.
I have more to say.
Okay. My number two is Barbie.
That's a good one. I didn't think about that one.
Yeah. Maybe because you're an adult man.
Could be. Fair reasoning.
Barbie's been around since 1959, and it has always been Barbie written in cute pink letters. And I just think that's great.
It's not surprising.
No. Again, I think this is one where they took their product and they just went with a logo that made a lot of sense and would fit the product really well, which is a sweet, girly doll. And they wrote Barbie in sweet, girly pink letter. But I had a lot of Barbies growing up and I liked Barbie a lot.
I recall.
Yeah. So I saw the Barbie logo all over everything all the time.
Yeah.
And I just, it was one, again, where I could just pick it out easy, no problem. Oh, that's Pink Bee. Like, obviously, that's going to be the Barbie logo.
My number one?
Your number one.
My number one is the Chicago Bulls.
That is so good. I'm always jealous of your list.
I think that the Chicago Bulls logo, in my opinion, is the best logo in all of sports.
Oh, yeah.
It's
100%.
So good.
Yes.
And it's one of those logos that has been the same forever. Mm-hmm. They introduced it in 1967. It's been the same the entire time.
Yeah.
And why change it? Because it's so cool looking.
Yes, for sure.
It looks so tough. And it's such a simple drawing. But the red bull with the blood on the tips of the horns, it looks so tough.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Bulls get associated with all-time greatness in Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And so forever, that will be cool.
Yeah.
Bulls gear, clothing, shirts, whatever, always looks cool. Bulls hats, they just always look so cool.
Yeah.
And they don't need to do anything flashy or fancy. If they just stick to the original logo, it's the coolest looking stuff.
I am not a huge basketball person, other than the fact that our dad has always been really into basketball. But I would wear Bulls stuff just because of how cool looking it is.
When I was telling my wife my list, she said, oh, this is totally you. You had a Bulls themed room when you were a kid, which is true.
I do remember that.
I had a Chicago Bulls themed bedroom as a child.
So it had to be your number one.
Apparently it's deeply ingrained in me. And what's funny is I'm not like a diehard Bulls fan now. I still always kind of root for the team. But I think the branding for their team is just
gold.
It's tops. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. That's so, such a good one.
That's my number one. That.
So my number one is Disney. We can come back around.
Shocking. Ah! I can't believe
Disney.
It.
Disney. Yeah, so Disney. This was one of the logos that, like I said in the beginning, it's hard not to think of the actual product or brand itself. Yeah. This one was just, I love Disney. It's the first logo that came to my head. It's the one I knew would be number one right away when I started looking into the list. I do love that they based it off of his signature. That's just cool. I liked that they added the castle in too.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to say before is I was thinking with Disney, it's cool because what I meant when I put it on the list was the script logo, Walt Disney, that lettering, and Disney in particular, that lettering. But it is cool that they have had kind of subtle variations on that logo, and the castle logo I think is really cool. But I also think that, like, even the Mickey Mouse head silhouette is kind of iconic Disney branding.
Yeah, it's like they've got a bunch of different logos in one almost.
It's like three overlapping circles, and you immediately think of Disney, which is pretty impressive.
It is, yeah. I mean, Disney, with their branding, is just amazing. They know what they're doing, and they're smart about
it. They definitely know what they're doing, and their products are great, so it's not surprising.
But I am a huge Disney fan in every way. I just think Disney is awesome, so that's the main reason they made my list, but I really do think their logo is cool, too, so.
I do, too, and I think that idea is interesting to me, kind of like the process of turning something one-off and handwritten into a commercial branding is kind of an interesting thing.
And having it stick for so long is just speaks a lot to it, so.
Yeah. I think that lettering is so good, too. Like, sometimes you'll see little spoofs or different things, but they do them in the Disney lettering, and it still always seems like just there's a whimsy to it or it something is, that always seems really fun.
Yeah. I want to look up and see what his actual signature
I've looked like. At pictures of it.
Really?
It's more swirly, and it's obviously a little less polished, perfect-looking, just because everyone's signatures have a little bit of variation to them, I guess.
Yeah.
But. So that was our top five favorite logos.
Yes. And thank you again to @JohnHoltzman for the suggestion. We really appreciate suggestions, so please keep sending those in, everybody.
And expect to hear more topics based on your suggestions in the coming weeks. You can also find us on the web at brothersisterlister.com, where you can find all of our past and future episodes. You can find a little more information about each episode, along with links sometimes to purchase products that we talk about on the show. You can find us on social media.
You can find us on Instagram @BrotherSisterLister and @BSLPodcast on Twitter. And you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts to hear a new episode every week.
And until next week, call your mom.
Tell her you love her.
Bye.